Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all. Once again, as we continue our series, 18 Biblical Reasons Why We All Should Win Souls. We're on point number 12 today. Joy is awaiting us in winning souls. You know, Psalms 126, 5 through 6 says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." You know, soul winning produces joy in the life of a Christian. Many are miserable and long-faced because they never win souls. Life for them has become monotonous because they are neglecting the great commission of our Lord. Therefore, not to win souls is to be guilty of depriving yourself of his available joy. When you reach the lost for Christ, there is no greater joy that you will encounter. When you have seen a lost soul dying and doomed and going to hell, come into eternal life. I tell you, there is no joy like it. You know, point 13 says this, our wisdom is beckoning us to win souls. One of my favorite verses is Proverbs 11:30. He that winneth souls is wise. Wow, we all want to be wise, don't we? So if you simply tell others about Jesus, you shall be wise. I tell you, what a simple thing it is to be wise. Why are you wise? Because you're following the footsteps of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And thus, by doing the mission that God gave him, is to seek and to save that which is lost. There is no greater mission than to win souls. So when you win souls, you are wise. Number 14 tells us, time is challenging us to win souls. Romans 13:12 said, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, and that knowing the time, and now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. In other words, we do not have very much time left to do soul winning. Time is definitely running out. The curtain will soon fall. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is just around the corner. Thought out of context, we best heed what thou doest. Do quickly. Therefore, not to win souls is to be guilty of the sin of recklessness and surrendering life's greatest opportunity. Time is challenging us, folks. We don't have much longer here, so we must tell everyone we get an opportunity to meet about our Savior, Jesus Christ. Number 15 says, our conscience is demanding us to win souls. 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this of your shame. Boy, that is so true in that scripture. We call ourselves Christians, but yet we don't share God's word. Think about that, Christian. It says, I speak this to your shame. It is a shame that many in our own town, cities, have not had a clear-cut presentation of the gospel. Millions in other countries, and we call ourselves Christians. If you have encountered the Son of God, you will tell others. Our conscience is demanding us to win souls. Think about it. If you have eternal life and don't want someone else to have it, doomed and going to hell, are you showing the love of Christ? Christians, I want you to think about that until next time as we continue our series. God bless, and we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.